Our second story now. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri Maliki has dismissed several senior security force commanders in response to the recent militant offensive. Maliki says the military officials failed to perform their national duty. Those dismissed included staff Lieutenant General Mahdi al-Gharawi, the top commander for the northern province of Nineveh, the first place that fell in the recent assault. Maliki also ordered that one of the commanders face court-martial for desertion. The dismissals came after soldiers and police fled en masse as insurgents from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant swept into Mosul, the capital of Nineveh province. They abandoned their vehicles and uniforms and ran away. Well, let's go to Ontario and talk to Edward Corrigan, political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Corrigan, just how hopeful can Iraq be in its fight against the ISIL terrorists if it suffers from military commanders who flee from the scene?
Well, I think it really shows how weak the Maliki regime is, and that Iraq has been suffered a very severe amount of degradation of its infrastructure, of its national ethos, people being prepared to stand and fight for the government. All the soldiers ran away, they abandoned their vehicles, their uniforms. Commanders obviously did not do their job, so they're going to pay the price of being fired. And Maliki is even threatening to put one of the commanders on court-martial for desertion. But it does reflect that the regime is weak, okay? There is, it's fragmented along sectarian lines, with most of the Sunnis not supporting the regime. You have the Kurds acting on their own behalf and actually asserting their national interests and military interests in a much more aggressive way. They actually defeated the ISIS and recaptured what they considered their capital city. So it's terrible, but it's also quite remarkable how the ISIS managed to mount such an offensive and seem to catch certainly the Western powers by surprise. And they now realize that the ISIS is a major threat to them. But of course, they've been supporting it and funding it and giving it arms and even training through the CIA, through British intelligence, through the Israeli intelligence, the Mossad, and of course, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Kuwait have been bankrolling the whole thing. But this is—it's a huge, endeavor to mount a successful operation of this scale. And I suspect that the ISIS had withdrawn its troops from Syria and were concentrating on Iraq because the Syrians, of course, had been winning the fight on that front.
And of course, what is the likelihood of the U.S. once again setting foot on Iraqi soil?
Well, actually, Obama just approved that there's made an approval for American troops to go back into Iraq. There's also talk and moving of assets so that they could provide bombing support for the al-Maliki government. And there are also even supposedly talks with Iran about militarily intervening on behalf of the Iraqi government, which is sort of a total reversal. A lot of the initial invasion was a way to sort of try to isolate Iran, but Iran obviously is a regional player and has an important role to play. And now the Americans may have to go to Iran looking for support. They have made some gestures. They suspended the sanctions for 6 months. But I think it all goes back to the attempt to sort of fragment Iraq and set up a sectarian war between the Shias and the Sunnis, which of course, and the Arab nationalists. And as long as they're fighting amongst themselves, the Americans, the British and the Israelis are quite happy, and out of the chaos, there would be lots of opportunity to rob Iraq even further and to assert their interests. Because Maliki also has been, supportive of the Syrian regime, supportive of Iraq, and the Americans didn't have a way to control him. But now I think they see the Sunni, extremists as much more of a threat. And as should the Saudis and the Qataris and the Kuwaitis, if they assume power there, then they can also go after the feudal regimes in the Gulf and be very much a threat to them. So right. You've opened up a whole can of terrible events that nobody seems to be able to control at this point.
Indeed. Edward Corrigan, political commentator from Ontario. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.